Podcast Network.
So my wife has been out of town the last couple of days visiting her family.
That sounds excellent.
You can imagine, there's been a lot of Morning Joe.
It's Morning Joe.
Just in the morning, huh?
Sometimes after conference calls around 2 p.m., I'll flip it back on. Usually before I go to sleep at night as well.
I didn't know Joe Scarborough was on that many times during the day.
Hey, I didn't know you have a phone. You got some Joe Scarborough.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move to
hell? Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Another episode, Radio for Winners. Tony, Jeremy, Cherokee, Don. Another week, gentlemen. Another episode of the one and only Radio for Winners.
Is this not the best podcast out there?
It's at least the best one called Radio for Winners we're on.
I saw somebody. Are you sure that we're on it?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I was going to say, I saw some like other podcasts. Like, it seems that like a lot of famous people are starting their own podcast now, but I think that, you know, we have a better podcast.
We fill the hole of podcast by three guys that only two out of the three listen to. We're the number one podcast in that demographic.
It's a good demo.
So you know, since we were on the topic of Morning Joe a little bit earlier,
seconds ago,
we talked about this a little bit briefly before we got on our pre-show warm-up that we do, which consists of me yelling at Don about the audio and Jeremy slugging back 17 Miller Lights in a 10-minute span.
I'm very thirsty.
We got on the topic of of hand job videos. I still don't get it. I don't understand why this is a category on any kind of porn site. Who's watching hand job videos?
But do you ever get lured into like watching a video and then
then it's your mom?
Wow. No. Thank you.
Oh, well, me either.
Wow. Man, would you ever get lured in? Like you think you're watching like some other kind of video, but it like starts off with a little bit of a hand job, and then like you're waiting for the payoff.
You're like,
sort of,
I thought this was Cars 2. I thought this was Cars 2.
And then all of a sudden there's two dicks crossing, and you're like, what happened?
Then you're like, where's it go from here? I got to find out. So you're just watching two dicks crossing.
Well, that's not exactly where I was going with that, but you two are watching some weird shit. Jesus.
So what? At what point, Don? What is this that you're?
I'm saying that like at like you know like you're 8 minutes in, and like you realize that all this lady is doing is just jerking this guy off. But you think there's going to be more? No.
But you can just skip forward.
But yeah, I end up doing that.
I don't think you understand my layout. This is why I do it. Like, I don't like to go anywhere near the keyboard. I lay back. I project it onto the wall in the garage, and I'm laying back on the couch by the Ravens mural. I don't want to get up and ruin this moment.
Well, I did just get the sofa in here, and that reclines.
I know, it's very comfortable.
I do got to put some curtains over here, though.
Yeah, your neighbors have stared at us several times.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Yeah. But I just don't get it. I don't understand why that's a category. I don't know who's watching granny porn. I don't get that.
Well,
that's
least,
a weird one.
I guess all those things, I don't know. I mean, someone has to be into them. Like, handjob porn at least seems in the realm of possibility. I still don't get a lot of the feet porn.
The feet. I was going to go with the
feet. Like, I'm not offended by feet, but I'm not like, you know what I want to see? I just want to see some girl rub her feet on another dude's dong. Like, I can't imagine that's something people want to watch.
And why, if handjob porn's out there, why doesn't dry humping porn exist? You would think that'd be out there as well.
That's Amish porn.
Well, they have, like, the panty. They have the pantyhose ripping porn. What is that called? You ever seen that?
I don't know if it has a name other than pantyhose ripping porn.
Maybe that's the category topic of our show.
I wonder if a guy watching a dry humping porn gets really excited when the dude's wearing Levi's. He's like, oh my God, this is amazing. Look at the jeans he's wearing. This is going to be something.
This is high dollar.
Man, if only she would jerk him off.
If only there was a category for that.
What an amazing start to a podcast. I was listening to a bunch of podcasts earlier because that's all I do all day.
So how many of them talk about hand jobs to start the show off? I'm betting all the good ones.
I thought you were listening to Joe Scarborough.
Well, that too. You know, I have a lot
that's
of time.
A 30-second podcast.
That's very true, actually.
I don't waste time. What are you doing? I'm not watching for 2 hours. I have things to do.
I'm not watching for 8 minutes. Not that much. I'm fast-forwarding through to the good parts.
I'm not not watching for 8 minutes either.
Yeah, look at that technique. That's so good.
God damn it.
So, how many podcasts talk about hand jobs, Tony?
Actually, at least a few that probably do over the course of time. But nothing to say. Today, I was listening to this marathon running podcast because I'm a weirdo and a psychopath. And it's just as boring. But the guy starts doing Chuck Norris jokes. Like, how is this still relevant in 2014? Chuck Norris is 74. Stop it.
Just now, wait a minute.
Now you're talking like Chuck Norris jumps in the ocean. The ocean gets chucked. Chuck doesn't get wet like that.
Probably not that bad of a joke.
Chuck Norris jumps in an ocean and he gets damp.
When Chuck Norris jumps in the ocean, Chuck doesn't get wet. The ocean gets chucked.
That's horrible.
Or like when Chuck Norris does push-ups, the earth moves. I mean, it's just stupid.
So now we're doing stupid Chuck Norris.
This is good.
Yeah, this is not how
I'd rather talk about hand jump videos again, to be honest with you guys.
Is Joe Scarborough on?
But I can't stand Chuck Norris jokes. I just don't. I mean, come on. They were funny back in 2007 for about a 30-day period.
Well, if it was big on the internet in 2007, Don may have just found it today.
I just saw him in that new movie that came out, Dodgeball. Have you seen that?
Dodgeball's not new.
I'm joking.
And he's not in it. He is. He's got
he
a
is
cameo
in it.
It.
Thank
You're right.
You. Thank you.
Never mind. I thought we were talking about some movie.
The Walker Texas Ranger, as I said before, it still holds up today. It really does.
It really does. It's timeless. Yeah. Yeah.
We could probably just make this a specific Walker Texas Ranger podcast and do a lot better in pretty much every category.
We could do our own. We should maybe.
That's something I don't get about podcasts. If you go on like and just search the podcast, like search comedy or TV or whatever, there's a bunch of show-specific podcasts, but they'll be for shows. Like someone I get, there's like a Walking Dead podcast and a Game of Thrones podcast, although right now what are you going to talk about? But there's TV-specific shows, but there's one for basically any show. Like I'm sure there's a Mulaney podcast. I mean, there's podcasts for everything. Why? Who was listening to those things? Who's so into any show? Like, I like Game of Thrones. I'm not going to listen to a podcast about nothing but Game of Thrones.
I couldn't do it. I mean, how long could you even talk about Game of Thrones for? I couldn't talk about it for more than six minutes.
If it was weekly when it was on, then you just discuss the previous episode. Sure, I could do that for basically half an hour to an hour. You talk about how it's different from the book, how the characters are growing, what you think they're going to change, but still... I don't know. I don't see what. Who listens to that, though? That's what I
can understand the ones that are like American Idol recap and, you know, like those reality shows sort of.
That's all you have on your iPod list, right?
No, I don't know.
Don just has like After Voice. This is great.
Only 8 minutes, though. And the payoff is never good at the end.
It's just CeeLo giving a dude a hand job.
The thing is, I listen to terrible podcasts, so when I think about it, I mean, I listen to some great ones, but then there are some where I'm like, why am I listening to this? This is not something I should even be on.
Do you listen to this podcast?
No.
Well,
never.
This one's
actually
amazing.
I do. This one will make me laugh at least once.
I'm in the same boat though, but about different things. Like mine are all extremely nerdy, but I guarantee either of you listening to them would be like, why are you listening to this? And there's half the time I listen to them where I'm like, what am I doing? There's a gaming one that's just called Classic Gaming Podcast, and every week there's four guys around the table, and each week they pick a new old game to play, and then they just talk about it for 15 minutes, but not in any real depth or any research. They'll just be like, I was playing Battletoads, right? And I got to this level where your toad kicks another toad, and everyone's like, oh, dude, that level was crazy. And that's that for 15 minutes.
Why do you know so much about... Why would you keep listening to that?
I can't help it. I love old games. I love these... I listen to an Intellivision one that is five... I'm not joking. Each episode is 5 hours long about a game like Combat. But it's not Combat because it's Intellivision. So the last one was about... like Q-bert. It was amazing, but it was 5 hours on the Intellivision port of Q-bert, I could not stop listening to it.
I do like the Q-bert.
I used to listen to a podcast about Blood Bowl, and then at some point, I'm like, what am I doing? I don't even like Blood Bowl that much.
But you listen to obstacle running ones instead?
Oh, absolutely. Those are probably just as bad, but yes, I listen to a few of those. But man, Donnie, do you even listen to podcasts? I feel like you just listen to Mix 106.5.
It is the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Actually, based on his conversation earlier, I'm pretty sure Donnelly listens to AM radio.
Where was I?
Here. We were just here.
No, but where was I recently where, I guess I was trying to find the Oriole game. And the Oriole games aren't on FM anymore?
No, 1090 AM.
So I was in the car, and so I had an AM on. And then I ended up getting in the car the next day, and I was listening to WBAL. And like I don't understand why we can't be on an AM station.
Well, Tony had some thoughts on that.
I do. One big one is that I can't pronounce words. I also can't pronounce words that have more than three syllables. And we also talk about hand jobs quite a bit.
That's true.
And that's not safe for radio.
I think that you could talk about hand jobs in the right way on a nice AM station.
Let's also try it. Let's talk about hand jobs the right way, Don. I'd like to hear your version of what talking about hand jobs the right way is. Go ahead.
Are you going to play music?
No. Nope, not me. I would never do that, Don. So we're on an AM station, and we just finished talking about traffic and weather on the 8th, and now we're going to talk about a topic. So, Don, you had a question about some movies you found online.
Have you ever seen those movies where, you know, the hand sort of touches, you know, that other place, and it's like in a movie?
Pretty sure that's not going to work even on an AM station. Pretty sure that's not going to fly anywhere.
Also, a lot of these talk stations are like, they're news-centric. Have you heard us talk about the news? We do it very, very poorly.
I could listen to an entire episode of you just doing the news.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Even though during the show you guys mock me mercilessly for how bad it is.
Well, I
appreciate it.
But then again, I don't know if you should take it as a compliment, because I don't know if it's the fact that you do the news so well or I really love Huey Lewis.
I think it's both. And I do. I really do know how to really take the facts and put them back together in a better order. I know that.
Yes, you do.
And the worst part is that I feel like I'm actually informed on what's going on today, but then I listen to the show back and I'm like, I'm retarded. Like, I don't know anything about anything. Like, I don't know people's names. I can't pronounce their names if I did know their names. And then, like, if I try to recap an issue, it just comes across like 30 seconds of me going, yeah, it's not really that cool.
There is going to be a period of time that, you know, when we all go, you know, that's the point where Tony had his stroke. You know, we make jokes about that, but we are going to go back one time and, you know, after he's had his massive stroke and say that's the point where we realize
he's having a stroke. I'm pretty sure I'll be the one with some sort of health issue before Tony at this point.
You're definitely working.
I think that's why I can't do the news anymore. I just keep fumbling over words in the news. It's never good.
I saw you prick your finger the other day and nothing came out. So.
It was gravy.
Fantastic.
Well, you've been sending us some topics, Don, which is good, because we complained you didn't send topics, and then you do send topics, and it's things like napkin dispensers never hold enough napkins. So I was glad to see you send a bunch of topics this week that actually we're going to use some of.
Did I send anything about napkins, not dispensing
not
napkins?
This week, but I'm sure in the past. It's normally whatever you're around at the time. We've already discussed that before. But you sent us several really good ones, and one that I liked was the Magic the Gathering video.
So I saw that, and I was like, you know what, I'll skim over it. But, do you want to give the background behind the story? Because, I don't understand a lot about it, but I did start to watch the video, and then I went, wow, this is fascinatingly stupid and idiotic, and I immediately thought of you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Appreciate that. And then actually, I have a lot to say about it. So we'll go ahead and play the video in a second.
There you go.
I'll play the video, because there's a good minute of build-up before we get to the good part. And a good part's in quotes, but I can see my air quotes, as this is a podcast.
Boy, is that not the story of our show,
now, for the epic ones, here's the manual.
So the guy is opening an alpha,
and we're getting closer
which
to
is
the rares.
Like the first set of Magic cards.
I see manipulator.
Magic the Gathering trading card game. And he's reading the cards off as he opens the pack.
Ice Storm.
Which is riveting to listen to. It goes on for 8 minutes. We cut it down to one.
Scavenger Ghoul, starting to shake with anticipation.
And he's just reading the cards off as he opens them in the deck.
I think we found a one guy to watch his hand job in the videos.
He is wearing gloves, by the way. He's wearing surgical gloves while he opens the cards so that he doesn't ruin them.
Yes. Now, this is...
Or so that no one will see the fingerprints on the body.
Conservation.
But there's somebody in the room with him, by the way.
Yeah, he's just doing this as a video. Sucker, this is going to be a YouTube video of people unboxing things, which is... I'll talk about that in a second.
Jesus Christ. That's
Lance.
But the way they organize these decks is they will put the rare cards in the back of the deck. So he has it so he's going to get to the rare cards last. So he's reading out these like common and uncommon cards. He's going to get to the rares very last, and he's very excited about it. But I'll let the magic just speak for itself.
Lots of common, Solnit. Here comes the first alpha rare at 8 minutes in. Will it be the Lotus? Oh, wow. It's Tropical Island. Dual land.
How can you beat that?
There we go. And then the other one is... Holy bish! That's a freaking Black Lotus!
So he said holy bish to not swear.
Keep listening.
That's an alpha freaking Lotus! That's a... Holy... Oh my god!
Like he's crying.
He's very excited. There's two reasons he's crying. One, he's never seen a vagina. And two, that card is worth about $30,000.
Now, that's why I saw the art.
On eBay, the last one sold for about $25,000, but this one is pristine from a pack, never touched by human fingers because he was wearing gloves.
$30,000.
He could get up to $30,000 on eBay. People buy dumb things on eBay. I sold a video game for $580. Jesus. I was very excited about it once. That's the only good thing I've sold on eBay. But I still, people buy things for ridiculous amounts of money on eBay if you have the right thing they want.
If you're spending $30,000 on a card, now what else are you buying?
Well, if you're our friend, Fake Jeremy and Fake Don, you're also buying replica swords.
I was just thinking that.
and
a $40 box of Nerds.
It doesn't matter who buys it. Someone out there buys this stuff. I mean, who buys a video game for $580? I don't know, but some dude did. And
who
someone
has
would
$30,000 to buy a card, and then do you play with the card?
Well, that's the thing. The reason they're worth a lot is because they're rare, but they're also, you can still use them in some tournaments. So people will put them in protectors and use them once they have one.
Wait a minute, to play in a tournament?
Yes. This is Magic the Gathering. They play it, I think it's died down somewhat, but it was huge years, maybe 5-10 years ago it was huge. And
did you play?
Oh, yeah. Well, I played a lot. I used to work in a comic store. I've done every nerdy thing you can think of.
But a $30,000 card, now, if I'm playing Magic the Gathering, shouldn't I just be able to start the game and put that card down and go,
no,
boom,
Don,
I
you
win?
You don't know a thing about Magic the Gathering. Wah, wah. No, basically, you have to make a deck of like 60 cards, like a regular shuffled deck
of
cards.
In this conversation, am I the loser or is Jeremy the loser?
I think we know who the clear loser is.
The listener.
He drank 7 to 10 Miller Lights before the show.
You're you the have loser to make it. In this show.
I get it, Don. I figured it
That's
out.
That's fantastic.
And it's not true. I'm a winner. This is radio for winners, not radio for winners and a
true.
Loser.
We're all winners here.
Ironically, all the people that listen to this show are probably pretty fascinated with your Magic the Gathering explanation.
I guarantee half people listening are like, I did have a bunch of Magic the Gathering cards, and right now they're digging them out of a shoebox.
Where's
in their
my Lotus? House. Where's my Black Lotus?
No one had a Black Lotus. They would have $30,000. They wouldn't be living in their mom's basement. But
I
if
thought
you did.
That, I thought that what he was going to peel back when I watched the video was he was going to pull out a
Draw for Wild.
Was it a 1912 Honus Wagner?
I think that's worth, I don't even know what they're worth anymore, baseball cards.
$225,000.
Okay, well, this is $30,000, but they're easier to find than a Honus Wagner.
Well, did that guy win an MVP? Like, you know, how many MVPs did he win?
A Lotus?
How many home runs did
he
hit?
No, the deal with a Lotus, Don, if you play it early in the game, you get free mana. So you can play cards in your first turn that you couldn't normally play. It's very exciting and pulled from the game because it's way too powerful.
It's like a fish already on the fishing line. I just keep luring him back in to see how much more further he could keep going with this.
Don, I could go with this all day, but I have a better topic that's tied. Actually, I have two topics tied to this. The first one is, this whole purpose of this video was to put it online to show, like, it's just him opening a pack of cards.
And he had blue surgical gloves on, and he opened up a sealed package.
That didn't seem weird to me.
For 8 to 10 minutes.
My son, who is 2, only watches videos online of people opening children's toys and putting them together and then talking about the toys. But it's not kids doing it. It's not like it would be a video of your kids opening a kid's toy and whatever. It's like grown men and women who are like, this is the 1992 Incredible Hulk playset. And they'll open it up and they'll put the stickers on. He's like, see, there's the part where you can turn Hulk's head. But he also does it with like those eggs you get out of 25-cent coin machines where it's like a little plastic egg you can't see and you open it up and it's a toy.
Jeremy, buy the kid a toy.
He doesn't care about the toy. He cares about opening the toy. And it's apparently genius. You go to these sites where they have kids opening like plastic eggs and they have millions of views. We can't get 17 listeners, and these things have millions of views of guys just opening eggs. And it's not like it's anything weird or perverted, although it seems like it would be.
Tune in next week when Tony, Jeremy, and Don unbox something.
It'll be amazing.
I think that we should
do an unboxing YouTube.
Hand job porn.
Dude, there's 17 solid minutes of hand jobs in this thing.
And ironically, how many minutes into that was the payoff?
8 minutes.
What did I say?
So for 8 minutes, it was him talking about the box.
Yeah, but what
and
did
then
I say earlier about
what,
when the
card.
Payoff time is? Well, it's about the 8 minutes.
That's as long as you want to get to. That's why you get 9 minutes, you would have been totally uninterested in that hand job video. But 8, you're like, I'm giving it a chance still. This is still a good build up.
I keep watching the hand job videos to see if they're going to unbox something.
Well, the second topic
mainly
is
what's in his pants.
More related to what this actually was. What do you think I did today, Don?
Did you watch Joe Scarborough?
I did not watch Joe Scarborough today.
You watched unboxing. You made an unboxing video.
No, I had to go out and buy the brand new 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons Player's Guide,
Jesus
Don. Because we're going to change our regular group over. from 4th edition rules to 5th edition rules. Now, I'm sure you're wondering why you would do this, and I'm going to tell you.
Now, I have a question first. What's the difference between like Dungeons & Dragons and Advanced Dungeons & Dragons?
They no longer use the word Advanced. That was, Advanced was for 2nd edition Dungeons & Dragons. They decided instead of being confusing, they'll just make new numbered editions of Dungeons & Dragons.
But if I had that Lotus card and you changed the rules to 5th edition rules, does my Lotus card now not equal $30,000? Maybe it only equals 30
you
cents?
You are clueless, Don. You have no idea.
Magic is not close to being Dungeons & Dragons. Right now... some of our listeners are shocked and saddened by this.
I think saddened is probably right. Maybe not shocked, but definitely sad.
Do you have like a 9-sided dice or something like that?
That doesn't even make sense mathematically, Don.
It's a 4-sided die is what I was saying earlier.
I do.
Which
have a
then later
die.
On after the show, I'm like, wait, that's not even possible.
It is. It's a pyramid. No, you're right. It's a pyramid.
I heard that too, and I was like, what the fuck was he talking
it's
about?
It's three sides, like a pyramid, and the bottom is flat. I have many 4-sided dice.
Yeah, but you have
use
a,
them for daggers, Don.
You have the weird sided dice, like you know, the
four is not weird.
20.
Yes, of course I have a 20.
Yeah,
and a 12, okay. And a 10, multiples of those.
Because 47 sided dice.
Don, what if you're fighting a 7-headed dragon and you need to have 10 sided dice? I got that.
Do we have the retraction music that we can play?
Hey, we're really sorry that you had to listen to all that music and all that talk about that stupid game.
I think you're wrong. I think that's an amazing segment. We're going to have to go back and revisit that. Next week, we're going to run our own Dungeons & Dragons game, and you guys are going to play.
Well, what rules are we playing?
Fifth edition. I bought the manual.
So you're jumping into a new campaign? See, I know the lingo, Don. Are you jumping into a new campaign, Jeremy?
We're going to do their test sample campaign with these new rules and new characters to see if we like it, and then we're going to jump into 4th edition characters and upgrade them.
What character are you going to go with here?
Oh, this time I'm playing a human cleric. We don't have a cleric, and you need one in every group.
Hey, is this kind of like you know when you thumb wrestle and then all of a sudden the avalanche comes and your other hand comes down and like cops over top of it and like you automatically win?
That's a ridiculous statement, John.
Just thought I'd ask.
This is more like,
is this real serious? A serious game?
Well, it's not a serious game. We go to a bar and we do it out in public and we drink.
You do it in public?
Yes.
I remember when nerds like you used to have to be in the basement.
The difference is now we're 30 plus. So we don't have to do that anymore.
Is there anyone that walks over and like goes, "What?" You have to have at least one drunk guy that bothers you, right?
Well, some of the guys that play are actually like how we were at Heroes, like the annoying regulars, so no one comes by us.
All right.
They're so regular that everyone's like, just leave those guys alone. They're a bunch of drunk dicks. That's the other people I play with.
Nice. Well, that was a great video to play then, so I had a good topic.
And I will say the good thing with 5th edition, Don, because you cut me off early, is magic is back to spell books. It's good, because before 4th edition, you didn't have any spell books.
Man.
This is horrible.
Well, then we'll just skip ahead to Radio for Winners. And the news. That's right, Radio for Winners and the news. Every week, we find a couple stories. We cut all the facts out that other people talk about. We put our own facts in that I make up ahead of time, because I don't do any research whatsoever. And we bring them to you in little bits.
I just experienced something weird. I just took my headphones off because I had an itch in my ear.
And the show's better without headphones.
And I just listened to you like yelling in the studio.
Yeah,
here.
I just yell in the garage.
Yeah, if you didn't know, if you couldn't hear the music playing along, you would just look like a really weird man.
Well, I did just yell about Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition rules for 10 minutes.
And defend it magic.
I just defended the video. It's worth $30,000. Anyway, back to manly topics.
What is our first news, current events topic?
Did anyone happen to watch the Skins loss this week against the Cardinals?
I didn't. I got a namaste, namaste Red Crow on Sunday, and it was a sob story about how the only games that that he could watch in the mountain time zone. Are you in
Carolina
the mountain
game?
Are you in the mountain time zone?
No, what?
No, still,
do you know how time zones work?
I'm just making a joke again. Over your head, Magic.
I don't think it was over my head.
No. But anyway, the only shows that he could watch were the Panthers game and the Redskins game, right?
No. It's the Panthers game, which makes sense because they're in Charlotte. But if I think out of like three of the last 6 weeks, I've had to watch the Steelers.
Oh, you had the Steelers.
That was a great game because they lost to the Browns. That's a great game for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch the Steelers at all, though.
I picked that game, too, by the way.
Now, you're the only one I think picked the Browns.
Yeah, I picked
good
the Browns.
For you.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we could talk about our picks league, but let's not. It was a good week for everybody, pretty much. However, if you watch the Redskins game, you'll notice that Dan Snyder was sitting next to the president of the Navajo Nation, who was wearing a Redskins hat. That's the equivalent of making racist jokes all day and then hanging out with your black friend and just pointing to everybody, make sure it's on camera. Did you take a picture of me with my black friend? I can tell this joke now because my black friend is here.
How much money do you think went to the Navajo Nation, by the way?
Oh, I'm sure loads.
Yeah.
Loads
of it. That guy is on his way out. He like lost the election, so he's not even going to be like the lead guy in a few months.
But it's still, if they want it to go away, just don't bring it up. Don't show up with the guy from the Navajo Nation. Don't do any of these things. Don't acknowledge it. Don't write letters. Don't do anything, and it will vanish. Instead, it's like bringing it back. You know, he's bringing it back up by trying to show how not racist he is. Just let it go.
Do you guys see like the Facebook news feed yesterday being Columbus Day? Do you find it annoying when people are like, why are we having this holiday? Blah, blah, blah. And they go into the whole rant about how like Indians were, you know, Native Americans were like slaughtered. I'm like, listen, it was their loss. Come on.
Jeez.
I'm just letting you be known. Don't worry about the name. Worry about the drug and alcoholism going on in the community.
Music. We have the news music.
No, yeah, the other one. Hey, we're really, really, really sorry that Tony just said all that stuff about Columbus.
I'm just saying, if you can't defend your lands, all right, from a couple of dudes on a boat, you really don't
Tony's
have
version
any right
of history is the best.
Wow.
A couple dudes on a boat took over the entire country.
Oh, well, remember there was that one summer that he learned history. It was the same summer that he went swimming with Mr. Smith across the street.
He got the best back rubs.
He did.
Hey, you know, football players make a lot of money, at least in the NFL they do. But what would you do if you had a lot of money and you had one of the best games of your career? I know what I would do. I'd go out and celebrate. But I wouldn't celebrate by getting arrested for stealing $120 worth of stuff.
Who is this guy?
Cowboys running back Joseph Randle. After past Sunday's game, which was one of the best in his career, the Cowboys were amazing, considering that no one thought they would get anywhere in their 5-1. I think I picked the Cowboys. I'm going to go back and listen. If not retroactively, I'm picking the Cowboys.
I picked the Jets, by the way.
That was a solid pick.
Retroactively, not a good choice.
Well, he was arrested because he went to Dillard's, which is a chain like Kohl's.
Like Kohl's, yeah.
Or Macy's. And he stole $120 worth of merchandise. He stole some cologne and some underwear.
My question is,
why would you steal underwear? I guess, why are you stealing anything when you're NFL player?
Even if you're not an NFL player, if you have some money and you need to go buy something, you would, first off, don't steal from a store where people are going to know who you are because you're a celebrity.
But nobody really probably knows who he is, number one. But number two,
he's always wearing a helmet. You have no idea who he is.
See what I mean? But my question is, why, now does he get suspended? Does he get released from his team? Like, you know, what is the
I don't think he'll get released from his team for this. I think anything, he'll get probably a slap on the wrist and a fine.
Now, if he gets slapped on the wrist, is that assault? And then does the person that slaps him on the wrist, do they go to jail for the assault? And then do they get kicked out of the
league? It's not. Okay, well, they're
let me tell you about Chuck Norris fighting a whale. He doesn't fight the whale. I have nothing. I was going to tie into a hand job joke, but I don't know how to do that.
Ironically, according to TMZ, the cologne that he stole was named Guilty Black.
It's terrible.
What? I just meant because it's not very good cologne. What did you think I meant?
Really, really, really sorry that Jeremy just used that and said that whole pun.
I really like it wasn't very good cologne. You guys are racist. Not me. Don't blame me.
A lot of retractions. It's deep into the episode. People won't get past the hand job stuff. They'll be done by that point anyway. They won't go past the 8-minute mark of this episode.
Oh, you always got to go past the 8-minute mark to get to the meat and potatoes.
Speaking of meat and potatoes, if you owned a restaurant and you knew you were going to have some mass media come in to talk about, say, I don't know, the ALCS games and how they're going to be huge in your city and you have an awesome sandwich, what I wouldn't do is go ahead and defend the newswoman by giving a sexual response.
So first off, by the way, today our segues, fantastic.
That's because Tony did them.
And the meat and potatoes thing, that was just accidental.
Well, now you've ripped away the curtain.
Well.
I'm telling you, no way we're going to make on AM radio with this kind of...
Theater of the mind, Jeremy.
Oh,
God.
Oh, here it is. I did have it still. All right, so it's only 40 seconds long. I'd like to play
you
the whole clip.
Too.
Yes, this was one of Don's amazing clips. And essentially there was a...
And this is why we should all hate Royals.
KCTV reporter on the scene with the owner of the burger place, which was the Westport Flea Market Bar and Grill, which sounds like a top quality place.
Yeah.
And apparently they have an amazing burger. So let's hear what they had
to
say.
How amazing
about
is
it? No, they don't mind waiting in line, and they're buying beers. They're having a blast. And
having a good time. Yeah,
well, the best part is, you know, the guy that comes in goes, oh, let me buy lunch today. You know,
yeah.
those guys
yeah,
are the
yeah,
those,
let me get
right,
it.
Right, I got it. It's a $2.99 burger. I'll buy lunch.
But, okay, well, I don't mean to interrupt, yeah. but can I try one of these?
Courtney, I would love to see my meat in your mouth. So I got a burger ready to go.
Wait for the response.
First time I've heard that.
I mean, there's a Westport Flea Market burger.
Look.
Wow.
That is terrible.
Not the first time I've heard that. Boy, rise and shine with hand job.
I was gonna say. Then she started giving this hand job for 8 solid minutes. It was the most incredible video I've ever seen.
We have breaking news with hand job Mindy. Mindy's on the scene. Mindy, what's going on out there? How's that meat in your mouth?
Oh, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
Pretty
so great. I mean, that's pretty. That's pretty sexist.
What?
But she played right along with it.
She did, and then I'm sure she like as soon as she said she was like, "What? Oh, I'm a professional reporter. Why did I say that?"
She'll be on NBC Nightly News by the end of the month.
Well, that's another great episode of Radio for Winners. We talked about
another episode already done.
Talked about meat in your mouth, and so this goes out to you, lady reporter. The wrong song, and I'll see you guys next week.
Retraction.
One, go.
You can follow. You can contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.